Hey guys, welcome to the Dig Your Dream podcast, the official podcast show of The Guy in the Tie. I'm your host, Ray Digme, and this is your daily dose for Friday, December 6th. That's right, my daily dose. The small segment of the show where I try my very best to pass along some quick, cool content with the hopes of leaving you both inspired and motivated to get out there and chase your dreams. Well, today I want to talk about paying it forward. That's right, pay it forward. But I have a little different spin on it. There are so many ways that we could all pay it forward. So many incredible ways. For example, you can donate money. You could spend time and volunteer at a local organization, both of which are incredible. And if you have the time or the financial resources to do that, by all means, I encourage that because that is absolutely amazing. But what I want to do is encourage each of us to pay it forward by doing something small, but it does have to do with a little bit of money. This is what I challenge all of you and I encourage all of you to do this weekend or in the following weeks during this holiday season. The next time you go to Starbucks or you stop by your local Wawa, Quick Check or Dunkin' Donuts, or a local coffee shop like Cheech's Own in Somerville, New Jersey, do me a favor and pick up the tab of the person behind you. That's right. You know the person behind you who's waiting for their coffee, who might have a banana or a muffin or a bagel in their hand? Tell the cashier that you're gonna pay for their tab. That's right. Surprise them by picking up their cup of coffee. It seems so small. It seems like it's really not that big of a deal. But could you imagine how you would feel if a stranger looked back at you and said, "Happy holidays, that coffee's on me." It's a really cool, creative, and simple way to pay it forward. Listen, most of us look forward to our fresh cup of coffee every morning. We're about to head into another work day. We're about to hop in the car for a long commute. That fresh cup of coffee is the few minutes of the day that we look so forward to. Could you imagine if a stranger hooked you up with a fresh cup of coffee? Like I said, it sounds so simple, but it means so much. Yeah, it's gonna cost you $2, $3, $4, or $5, depending upon where you get your coffee. But it's a big gesture that doesn't cost that much. In a world that is full of division, in a world where it seems like we're divided at the seams, could you imagine if a stranger got you a fresh cup of coffee, turned around and said, "Happy holidays"? I think it's awesome. So I challenge each of you, I encourage each of you to go up to the register and say, "You know what? The person behind me, their coffee's on me." A very cool, creative way to pay it forward this holiday season. I'm definitely gonna do it for a couple of people this weekend and then the next couple of weeks. I would love to hear if any of you do the same, and I would love for you to share what the response or reaction was from that stranger behind you when they found out that you paid it forward by picking up their tab for their fresh cup of coffee. Remember, a fresh cup of coffee is something we look forward to every single day. It makes us feel good. It gets us going for the whole day that we're about to embark on. But could you imagine by doing this, by paying it forward, by picking up the tab for a fresh cup of coffee for a stranger, just how good that would actually make you feel? To make a stranger smile. For me, that always makes me feel good. So do me a favor and take this into consideration. Pay it forward this holiday season by picking up the tab of a stranger's cup of coffee. I think that's a cool way to let people know that we're in this together, especially this time of year. That was your Daily Dose for Friday, December 6th. Now listen, I'm not gonna do the Daily Dose over the weekend. I think that's the new rule that I'm gonna implement here. So I'm not gonna see you guys until Monday. So do me a favor, get out there and enjoy the weekend. It is the holiday season. It's such a special time of year. And I am definitely looking forward to getting through this weekend because I can't wait for Monday. I know it sounds weird. Who looks forward to Mondays? But I do, especially this one. Because this upcoming Monday is my anniversary. That's right. Nicole and I are celebrating our 1-year anniversary this Monday. It's going to be a special day for us and I'm looking forward to it. And I'll be sure to talk about our 1-year anniversary on Monday's Daily Dose. But until then, have yourself a great weekend. Like I always say, whether it's 100, 1,000, or a million of you that end up watching or listening to this podcast, just know you are the one reason I love to do it every single day. So until Monday, you know what you have to do. Get out there, tip your cap, and dig